That'll be case number 21-1934, Barrington Ventures against Google.
Okay, I am ready.
Okay, please proceed.
Okay, so in this, in the context of the 433 patent, which we've talked about some, this is a patent directed to listener-directed TSM. It is about formulating a data structure that captures information based on how a user uses TSM, unlike fast forward, to listen to information and use that data to improve or deliver content at a speed based on the feedback that you get from the listener-directed timescale modification. It is directed to a media work. And so the first issue on this appeal is media work and the definition of media work. And it is Verensum's position that media work is limited to audio or audiovisual plus any number of other things. It can have text, it can have images, it can have whatever else it's going to have. But it must have audio, and it should be defined as an audio or audiovisual work at a minimum. The specification, 123 times, says media work, open paren, audio, or audiovisual work. So the minimum is audio. That's because timescale modification is about audio. In each one of these patents, the audio is processed. It is sped up or slowed down with timescale modification techniques. And then separately, the video is matched up to it. So in the context
Ms.
of media
DeMaury, the elephant in the room seems to be the apparent definition for the term media work that's provided in the 433 patent at column 8. Beginning at line 20, where the 433 patent states, media work, colon. A media work, MW, may comprise without limitation one or more of text, pictures, audio, for example, a speech, etc. And there, this patent here seems to be communicating to me that a media work doesn't necessarily require audio every single time for a media work to be a media work. It could be one or more of text, pictures, audio. So it could just be text alone that could be a media work based on this definition. What's the alternative way of reading this passage at column 8?
Sure, let's start there. So first, when we look at the definition section in the 433 patent, it spans 9 columns, and it starts on column 5 on appendix 87, and it continues on for 9 columns of the specification. And throughout what's labeled as definitions in the patent, there are references. Sometimes it actually says the present invention. A lot of times it says, as an example, can comprise, so on and so forth. So in the first instance, I think it is an overly narrow reading of this section of the specification, although it is certainly labeled definitions. Next, if we actually go to column 6, I mean, there are other definitions as well in the patent that just define media work differently, which is, if you turn to column 16 on page appendix 92, it says at line,
but wouldn't you agree that, and this is going back to what Judge Chan was talking about, the word pictures, for example, a picture does not necessarily contain audio. Is that correct?
100, yes, for certain. But there's nothing, I mean, this is, the whole patent is about listener-directed timescale modification. Timescale modification, even if it's speeding up or slowing down alone, only deals with audio in the entire specification.
Well, that may be the case, but you're talking about the definition of media work.
Correct. And so would you
concede that media work, the definition of media work, may include a reference such as a picture or a text that does not have audio?
No, I do not agree with that. I think this is like a...
Would you agree that that's what Appendix 87, 5.5 says?
I believe, so I'm in column 8 at lines 20, I agree it says may comprise one or more of text, and text is included in that list. And as is a picture, audio, example, so on and so forth.
So it gives an example of a picture. Let's take a picture. A picture does not necessarily include audio. Is that correct?
That is correct. And it also can't be presented at a presentation rate. I mean, there's nothing in the specification that teaches anything about speeding up pictures or speeding up text.
There isn't?
It's all about speeding up
audio. There aren't any non-audio embodiments disclosed in the 433 spec?
There
what about the email example? Or the spell check example, or reading grammatically complex sentences example.
And they don't. And
none of those have audio, right?
They do not, and they were. They're not. If they're alone, and the text to speech. There's also a text, but in that same paragraph, there's text to speech. So if it's alone, certainly they don't have it. But in addition, the one that was pointed out in Google's brief, which is the text to email and text to speech, that paragraph doesn't say media work in it. But in addition to that, if we look at this definition, it's not just that first line. If we look at what's here, the definition, if these are definitions, if this whole column is definitions, then we look at column 8, and we go down to the bottom of that definition, and it says, in the simplest case, line 67 and 68, in the simplest case, media work comprises audio and or video. That is the simplest case of a media of a media work. So the first line says and or text. Text is often included within a media work. It's a comprising thing. I think, you know, saying and or is, you know, probably was not the best phrasing there. But it goes on immediately thereafter to give three examples of what it means by media work. And it says, you know, videotape, instructional videotape, audiovisual work, so on and so forth. And everything else in this entire definition refers to something that has audio. And even all of the things that are including in here, like the CSA data structure, the PRI, the Media Work Content CD, all of these relate to, this is information that is collected when somebody is speeding up or slowing down audio, if we accept that general definition. So as you go through all these other terms in the context of column 8, the other terms all relate to information that is captured when somebody is speeding up or slowing down audio. And thus, when you look at this and you get down to the bottom of it, and so it's not just that initial thing, and I agree that and or one or more is not the best phrasing, but when you go through this entire section in context, and when you look at like an amplitude presentation rate associated data structure, and you look at the specification, you go to the definition of that. It has to do with they're measuring the amplitude of the presentation rate for the audio, and so on. So, and then you get down to the bottom of this paragraph, and it says, in the simplest case, media work comprises audio and or video, which is consistent with the 123 other times it appears in the specification with the parenthetical after it. And even just the entire purpose of the invention is frustrated if you're just talking about text, because it is about collecting data based on comprehension, based on speeding up and slowing down audio. Presentation rate, as we pointed out in the last argument, is about speeding up and slowing down audio. And so in this context, it just makes no sense. I mean, sure, it was there. There's one and or in the specification. I cannot dispute that. It's there. But in the context of the specification overall, and in the context of, you know, this job of the court to interpret this patent as a matter of law based on the entirety of the specification, it is directed to what the court is leaning towards saying is speeding up or slowing down audio, and that is the entirety of the specification, and in the context of that definition, it incorporates all of these other concepts that relate to speeding up or slowing down audio, not text, not a picture.
Was there any attempt to amend the claims before the PTAB?
We did not attempt to amend the claims before the PTAB, but I believe that this one was near the end of its life while we were in the proceedings. And we did not do that. It might have even been before the whole amendment procedure. We might have argued this. It was quite some time ago before the amendment procedure was even something that was there. But we did not. So. Right. I see that I'm in counting up, and so I will reserve whatever time I have for rebuttal.
Yes, we'll save your rebuttal time. Let's hear from the other side. Okay, counsel.
Good morning, Your Honor. May it please the court. Orentum's remaining claim construction dispute with respect to the 433 patent is MediaWorks, so I'll focus my argument on that issue. Of course, if the court has any questions on the factual issues, I'm happy to address those, but we believe that substantial evidence more than supports the board's decision with respect to the factual issues. Turning to MediaWorks, the definition here is dispositive in column 8 that we were talking about, that the court was talking about with counsel for Orentum. It could not be clearer. It says a media work may comprise without limitation one or more of text pictures. So it could not be clearer. And as this court knows under Phillips, when an inventor provides a definition that lexicography governs, Judge Chen, you're right. There are other examples. They ignore the example in column 54 to 55. And they again today said, well, that talks about using text to speech. That's not the case. If you actually look at, and that's at Appendix 111, column 54 to 55, it actually does talk about text to a screen. And then what's more is they said, well, that passage doesn't refer to MediaWorks. It does refer to MWCD, which is MediaWorks content data. And it refers to other data structures that all refer to MediaWorks, and that's at Appendix 87 to 88. And again, in terms of other examples, if you look at Appendix 89, definition of media work communication technology. If you look at that definition, that supports that media work can just be text. And then Judge Chen, I believe this is perhaps what you're referring to. It's at Appendix 110, column 52, line 20 to 27. It says, one should appreciate that although the preceding description was given with an example of spoken sentences, the inventive technique is not thusly limited, and applications in which text of sentences appear on a screen would be part of the invention. And it goes on and says, in such embodiments, the PR, presentation rate, can be controlled to provide a uniform scrolling or cursor advance through written text based on the audience reading ability. We think that shows an example of text and how the presentation rate concept plays with text. So MediaWorks here, their definition does control. In fact, if you look at their expert, he agreed, he had to agree, at Appendix 1795, page 15, 8 to 25, we asked him, well, doesn't this sentence in the patent show that MediaWorks can be just text? And he said, yes, it is. So simply put, they cannot ignore the clear definition in the spec. Judge Newman, you're right. They could have amended the claims. Actually, they couldn't have because the patent's expired. But what I'll point out is that there are other patents that in this family that referred to audiovisual concepts, and they claim those. But here, they chose to use the word MediaWorks, and unfortunately, they're stuck with the definition they gave in the specification. Unless the court has any other questions, I'm happy to give the court its time back.
Any more questions? Okay, thank you, Mr. Lewis.
Briefly, that go back to Appendix 110, which was just pointed out, column 52, starting at talking about the reading levels, and I want to direct the court to what was just read. For example, sentences with higher reading levels would be presented more slowly than sentences with reading levels. Such an apparatus would enable listeners listening to the media work at an increased PR, but would reduce the PR during complex sentences or sentences at higher reading levels and eliminate the cumbersome rewind replay from the higher intervals. So it's talking about, sure, there's also sentences on the screen. but they're being read. And then if we go to the other example where Mr. Modi just pointed out at Appendix 111, and he said, sure, media work, the media work CD is in there, MWCD, he pointed to that. And let's read what that says. This is at column 54, line 55. That is, the analysis of the MWCD of the voicemail messages is equivalent to an analysis of email messages. So it's talking about, when it says MWCD, it's talking about voicemail messages. It says that elsewhere in the specification. We go over to appendix 110. This is column 52, line 57. For the specific case of voicemail message, a first pass is made through the voicemail message to create media work content data, to do this, so on and so forth. So it's all working on audio first, including the reading level, including the text examples that we've just looked at. But in addition to that, one other thing that I wanted to point out in this last seconds here, if we go back to the definition in column 8, and we look at each one of these things, the things that are here, like I just pointed out, MWCD. It's defined elsewhere, and it relates to audio. There is nothing in column 8 in this definition. All of these data structures that are defined in this column all relate to only examples where there's audio, and the column concludes with, in the simplest case, media work comprises audio and or audiovisual, which dovetails with the 123 other times in the specification that it says audio and audiovisual.
Okay. Any more questions on this case?
Is there an email message embodiment in the bottom paragraph of column 54?
In the full paragraph or the...
Yeah, that bottom paragraph carrying over to column 55. In an alternative of the seventh aspect of the present invention, text in electronic documents, for example, email messages, is processed. That is the analysis of the media work content data, MWCD, of voicemail messages is equivalent to analysis of text in email messages. The email messages are then presented to an audience member in an order that is determined in accordance with the audience member's specification.
Yeah, in the further aspect of this embodiment, using text-to-speech and or text-to-screen, the email messages themselves can be presented at specified rates. And this is the paragraph that doesn't specifically say media work, but in addition to that, I think in context, this is talking about, it is never audio, it's never text alone. It certainly describes email, but it is never text alone. Because they're processed using COA data structures in the manner described above with respect to voicemail messages, etc. And so they're processed into a data structure that is an audio data structure. So if we go and look at the COA data structure, it's still talking about processing email into an audio form. And sure, the email can be displayed on the screen as well, but it is also being processed in an audio form.
Okay, any more questions on this case? Okay, thank you. This case is taken under submission.